find us at Tanner.org.
National headlines and the local stories you care about. WLBB, Carrollton, News Talk, 1330, FM 106.3.
And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. Today is Tuesday, October 10th. I am your host, Josh Engel. Time is 8:30 a.m. We are live streaming on our WLBB app as well as graticcommunications.com. And we got some great guests in the studio with us today. We have Tim Chapman, Arts Manager for the Carrollton Center for the Arts, as well as Don McWhorter, Festival Coordinator, among many, many things. Today we're chatting about the long-awaited Arts Festival of Carrollton. It's coming up this weekend, October 14th and 15th. Both a Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And it's actually the 20th anniversary of the Arts Festival of Carrollton. But we're going to talk all about that and a lot more. First, let's throw it to our guests to have them fill in a few blanks for us and tell us a bit about themselves as well as their role with the festival. Tim, no stranger to Community Voice. Good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning, Josh. Thank you for having us again on the show.
It's always a pleasure. Yes. Always a pleasure. We have a great time. Tim, if you could, tell us a bit about yourself and about your position with the Center for the Arts.
Well, I've been with the City of Carrollton now for about 7 years, and I run the Art Center, which is located right off the quads in downtown Carrollton. We have a great, vibrant program throughout the year, and the Arts Festival is the biggest thing that we do all year long, so we're looking forward to it.
Excellent. Awesome. Don, how about you? Tell us a bit about yourself and a bit about your role as the festival coordinator.
Well, I'm a lifelong resident of Carroll County, and I've had the pleasure of being there at the beginning of this festival and the Artist Guild that sponsors it 20 years ago, along with a group of wonderful, wonderful volunteers. Many of us have been there the whole 20 years. And we wanted to bring a celebration of the arts to our area, and also let people out there in the world know that Carrollton is a wonderful place to make a career as an artist, and we have such a supportive community. And to bring it all together and focus it on one weekend here, particularly in our big 20th year, is just a very special thing.
And honestly, on the flip side, this area is, you know, it's great for artists looking to make a career in art. It's great for folks that are art collectors and folks looking for fine art. There is such a selection of a diverse styles of art that can be acquired here whether it's at the art installations at the Art Center or at festivals like these and beyond. I mean, this is a great opportunity to see some of the local talent and see some of the great artists that are right here in our own backyard. So this is the 20th anniversary of the Arts Festival of Carrollton. Don, what does it take to make a festival successful year after year?
Well, again, it's that core of volunteers and people that are willing to give so much time and energy. It couldn't happen without those volunteers. And we're artists, so hopefully we're innovative and we keep things fresh. And it's wonderful to bring new people in, as well as those very seasoned, wonderful artists from our area, as well as bringing them in from far-off states. We have Michigan artists this year with Wisconsin, Missouri, and I think about 7 or 8 southeastern states.
That's fantastic. So yeah. It appears, word on the street, is that this arts festival, after 20 long years now, has gotten some national recognition in a magazine that focuses on arts and festivals. Could you speak a bit about that?
Yeah, there's this national publication for festivals, and I'm not talking hundreds of festivals across the country, I'm literally talking thousands. And each year, they have all the artists that exhibit at the festivals across the country to vote on their favorite top shows, and they compile all the returns, and most of that is based mostly on sales. And we were nominated this year, and we had heard that we did make the list, and kind of anxiously we awaited for that that issue to come out, and we were humbled and very thrilled to be ranked number 14 out of the thousands of festivals across the country. They the artists voted us number 14, that is just an incredible honor, and it says a whole lot about the quality of the show, but also about the quality of our art appreciators and art supporters in this community, that we have brought about a quality show into the community. And I think the time of the year helps in October as well, and that people come back out this year and come see the new wonderful work and consider enriching their lives or someone they love in purchasing a piece of art.
Very well said. Wow, 14. So this festival placed 14th out of thousands of festivals across the country, devoted to and dedicated to nurturing the arts and celebrating the arts. That's a huge honor. I mean, that has to feel great. What an affirmation to the hard work you both have put into this over the years.
Yeah, thank you. And I want to say thank you to all of those incredible volunteers. We have some that have been here for a whole 20 years. Actually, it's been 21. We spent a year planning before we ever started the show. And the original version was called Mecca Fest. I hope people out there remember that fondly. And we switched over to the Arts Festival of Carrollton. I think it describes a lot about our area and what makes the festival so so strong and still thriving. And I do want to thank all of those people in the city of Carrollton, those that much support that we've had all of these years. Couldn't have done it without them, and it's such a good feeling to be on a team with the city, with all the staff at the Arts Center, and again, all of those people volunteering alongside me for all these years.
Now, Don, you touched on this a moment ago. You mentioned that there are artists from outside of Georgia, from Wisconsin and beyond, that have made a point to come out to this event. Could you speak on about how many artists will be participating, and maybe expound upon where all they're from?
Well, there are 70 artists, approximately. There may be one or two extras or whatever. It fluctuates, but right at 70. And we have artists from Michigan this year coming in, a new artist named Kathy Shelton. And she has incredible work, a mixed media thing, of wall pieces with an incredible style and energy. And we have photographers coming in, jewelers from Michigan as well, and Wisconsin, a fiber artist. I think we have Florida, Louisiana, Texas, North, South Carolina, Virginia, Alabama, Tennessee, Arkansas, and Georgia.
Wow.
Something like that.
This is the 20th anniversary Arts Festival of Carrollton. It's going to be it's going to be this weekend, October 14th and 15th, that Saturday and Sunday, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. You're not going to want to miss this. I can't imagine you'd want to miss it, considering that they have placed 14th out of thousands of other art festivals across the country.
With free admission and free parking.
Free admission and free parking. As if we needed another reason, free admission and free parking. Time is 8:38. We're going to go and take our first commercial break. But when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with the arts manager for the Carrollton Center for the Arts, Tim Chapman, as well as festival coordinator Don McWhorter. We chat more about the 20th annual Arts Festival of Carrollton. Stay with us.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. you've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
And we're back to Community Voice. Today's Tuesday, October 10th. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Today we're chatting about it's the 20th annual Arts Festival of Carrollton. It's coming up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, October 14th and 15th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. You're not going to want to miss this. It is the 20th anniversary edition of the Arts Festival of Carrollton, and we have no better folks than Tim Chapman and Don McWhorter in the studio with us to talk about it. Tim is the arts manager for the Carrollton Center for the Arts, and Don McWhorter, no stranger to this show or to the arts community, he's the festival coordinator that has been putting on this event in partnership with the Arts Center for quite some time, ever since it was Mecca Fest. Name's not the same, but it's still worth pilgrimaging to. Is that the word?
No, that's a perfect word.
There we go. let's throw it over to Tim. Tim, this is the 20th anniversary of this festival. Let's talk about some of the special things that you and the team have in mind for this year's festival to make it special.
Sure. Well, Josh, first of all, we'll have all those traditional things that we have every year. Like, we've got our school arts exhibit that features artwork created by students all over Carroll County. We've got more entries from that than we've ever had before. So it's a great exhibit. So that'll be fun to go watch. We've got lots of educational activities for youth and adults. We've got demonstration artists throughout the festival weekend. But, Josh, we are going to start this off with a bang. We've got, if you can imagine, a kind of a New Orleans kind of parade. We're calling it Mardi Gras instead of Mardi Gras. It's our Mardi Gras parade. It's going to start right at the beginning of the festival. The parade will snake through the festival grounds, our tent village. We've got all types of characters. It's going to be very clever. We've got Mahaley's Grave is going to be performing as they march through the parade. We've got stilt walkers that are going to be giant puppets, lots of entertaining things. You will feel like you're in New Orleans in Carrollton.
I mean, I can hear it right now. I can hear it now.
I'm pumped. But in addition to that, we've got some other great things that we're doing this year that we've never done before. One of them is we're bringing in a chainsaw artist. His name is Chris Lance. He's with Extreme Sculpting. Make sure you look him up online. He does amazing work. He's going to be doing demos throughout the weekend, two each day. We encourage you to come watch this chainsaw artist create work right before your eyes. In addition to that, we're doing a community weaving project that the community can get involved with. We're doing, University of West Georgia is doing multiple things for us, but one is called Stock Motion Drawing Activity, where we're creating a video of people drawing, and you can be part of that opportunity as well.
Oh, like old school animation where they
you draw it, then you erase it, then the next person draws it, you erase it, and then we continuously video this, and then we create a actual video we'll put online at the end of the festival. So
like
that'll
a time
be
time
really
lapse. Fun. That's so cool. I've seen those, and those are so neat to see in person, let alone get to be a part of.
Sure, but again, Josh, we're talking about all kinds, in addition to the 70 plus artists that Don has already mentioned, we have a variety of activities that will go on throughout the festival.
Mardi Gras. I mean, you really had me at Mardi Gras. That is such a cool concept. And just to make sure, so the entire festival is happening around the Art Center in downtown?
That's correct. Right off the square, we have, 50,000 square foot facility and a huge lawn, green space in front of our building that will be covered in a tent village. We'll be taking over that whole quadrant of our downtown area. And again, it is a massive project that we do every year for the community. It's free of charge. Don has already mentioned the free parking, no admission, and such great activities for the family to come out and enjoy.
We have three stages as well. The indoor theater and the two outdoor, one more of an acoustic stage and then one of a little more involved groups and things.
Yeah, with a bit more like amps and more instruments and whatnot.
Yeah, it's right. Yep. So we've got all that variety going on.
So what kind of...
And also our inside. There's a lot, the majority of it is outdoors, but we also have throughout the large lobby, about 6 or 8 incredible artists in there. You can get really close up and have nice conversations. And throughout the show, some artists are going to be demonstrating, and we've got the hot glass, blonde glass demonstration as well again this year.
Excellent. If anyone here tuning in hasn't had a chance to attend one of these arts festivals, they really are immersive. I mean, pretty much once you walk onto the Art Center grounds, you are just in an entirely new world. Tons of art, tons of live music. Now, as far as the stages, do we have an idea? I know that we established Mahaley's Grave was going to be playing during the Ardy Gras portion, where they will be. The Grand Marshal, by the way, is Linda Fulford. So everybody tease her about that. That's so cool. Now, can we talk a bit about some of the other live music that's going to be providing entertainment for your guests?
Sure. So on those three stages, on Saturday, we have multiple dance groups that will be from our community that will be performing, like the Carrollton, Academy of Dance, the Carrollton Academy of Dance. And then we also have West Georgia Dance that will be performing. We have our own ballet program that will be performing as well. Outside, we've got, like Don said, we have some smaller acts on a smaller stage. People like saxophonist Victor Beasley. He was so popular last year. We have a tuba ensemble that'll be performing. We've got lots of bands on our larger stage that will be performing. I think it's something like 15 or so different acts throughout the full weekend. So it's going to be lots of great entertainment as well from our stages at the festival.
I think that people forget too that it because it is multimedia. I mean, it's not folks expect to come by and see a bunch of booths with paintings, which is awesome, but it is, and it is that incredible paintings, but it's a lot more. I like how and maybe either of you could speak to this, the instinct to try to make this as participatory as possible. Like, you guys always have different exhibits and booths wherein visitors and their families can participate in the art themselves. Why is that so important?
Well, we want to expose creativity and hands-on as much as possible. We like the idea of folks, my most rewarding moments have been speaking with people that have not been to a museum. A lot of people have not even been in the art center, and particularly those kids, all of the school students that are participating. I tell this story, but one, I went in and spoke to a parent, and they walk into the art center and they see these hundreds and hundreds of pieces of art up there, and they look around and see this glorious structure building with the gallery exhibits and all of the artists around, and then they look around and they look up on that wall, and I've seen tears coming down parents' faces when they see their child's work of art up there among all of those other artists. And just to be a part of that, I mean, that's very rewarding for me to see. And on every level, I want families and individuals, couples, whatever, to come out to the festival and just let your imagination go, but also your curiosity. And you can walk up and talk to these artists and ask them, you know, things about how they, the conception of the piece and how they executed the piece, and find out a bit more about art, and even find that there's something for them at the Art Center as well, not just on the weekend of the Arts Festival.
I think that we're starting to get to the bottom of as to why this festival ranked 14th out of thousands of arts festivals around the country. Because it goes beyond just appreciating fine art. It's getting to get to participate, get to be a part of it, and hopefully inspire a lot of young artists to create art themselves here in the local community. And then when we're talking about the 40th anniversary, a lot of these kids are going to be the highlighted artists at the event.
That's right. And I also want people to think, coming out and experiencing the Arts Festival and consider seriously purchasing artwork as well, because that is what makes the artist able to travel from wherever they're from out there to want to come to our bit of a smaller market, because some of these festivals that are on these rankings are, you know, Kansas City, Orlando, Miami area, Chicago, Detroit. But here we are, number 14, Carrollton, Georgia.
Detroit. We're going to show them how much more we appreciate art than Detroit.
And come out and think of buying a piece of art and enriching your life, and something that will remind you every time you look at it in your home, your office, hey, that was a great weekend at the Arts Festival.
Time is 8:50. We're going to go and take our second commercial break. But when we come back, we'll wrap up our conversation with Tim Chapman and Don McWhorter as we chat about the 20th Annual Arts Festival of Carrollton this weekend, October 14th and 15th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. A Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating a 61-year legacy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to join us for our annual fall festival. On Friday, October 27th at 3:30 p.m., join us at the OMA Gym for food, fun, and fellowship. Costume, games, raffles, and competitions are just a few of our fall festival exciting activities. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
And we're back to Community Voice. Time is 8:51. Today is Tuesday, October 10th. I'm your host, Josh Engel. We're chatting about the 20th Annual Arts Festival of Carrollton. 20 great years of an amazing festival. So amazing that it placed 14th out of thousands of art festivals throughout the country. You should come see for yourself why it plays so high. Again, that's this weekend, the 14th and the 15th at the Arts Center downtown Carrollton. There's going to be tons of arts, tons of pieces of art, live music, chainsaw artist demonstrations, live animation exhibits. There's going to be a lot of things there. But there's also going to be good food. Tim, tell us about these food trucks.
Absolutely. We pride ourselves on hospitality, and you can't have hospitality without good food. So we have buttered ice cream, obviously, that's coming. That's always a big hit. We have Cousins Maine Lobster. We have Mad Greek. We've got Pizza 360. We have Southern Local Nuts. We have all types of different varieties. But we also have Little Epcot Center, which is downtown Carrollton. You can eat around the world in downtown Carrollton.
Yeah, you can. That's true.
So we have all those great restaurants. But all of this combined to, you know, to make food a big part of our festival during the weekend.
I love how you said that. Like we're known for our hospitality. So what's hospitality without some good food? Let's break bread with these artists.
Absolutely. And we do that. That's one of the draws, I feel like, for artists in our community. It's because we treat them so well when they get here. We give them an opening night reception. We feed them on our stage on Saturday night after the first day of the festival. We really want them to know that how much we appreciate them coming to our community and sharing their skills and crafts with our community.
Hooking them up with the best possible food. I mean, that's another great reason to come out to the 20th Annual Arts Festival. Again, that's this weekend, 14th and 15th of October, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tim, events like this are not easy to put together, as we have seen over the years getting to chat with you and Don. But furthermore, they are, I mean, it's expensive to put on an event this immersive, and of course make it free to the community. You know, no admission price, plenty of parking. Could you speak a bit to the folks in the community that have helped step up and make this event possible?
Well, you mentioned Linda Fulford as being our grand marshal of our parade, and she's. Her family has done so much for our community, and particularly for this facility. and making it happen for our community. So we kind of feel like that Linda Fulford's our matriarch of the Art Center, if you will. And we're so appreciative of that family. But we also have multiple people that have invested in this festival year after year. And I just want to take a quick moment to let you know some of them. First of all, the Community Foundation of West Georgia has given us a grant. The Georgia Council for the Arts gave us a grant this year. Carroll EMC Impact Grant, we got that as well, so we appreciate Carroll EMC. And then we have those private sponsors like SMI, Almond Funeral Home, then we have some foundations like the Cole Family Foundation that support us. And then multiple individuals like Randy and Connie Jones, Charlie and Sissy Almond. And then also we've got organizations like the Carrollton Convention and Visitors Bureau. They help us with sponsor or advertising outside of Carroll County so that we can pull in people from outside the community into our community for the festival. Multiple others, the Civic Woman's Club, Fred O'Neill with Edward Jones, Sin Global, Morgan Oil Company, Printers Ale, and the Marriott Courtyard Hotel. All of these different groups provide us with the resources we need to make the festival successful year after year. And we're so appreciative.
A dense quilt of support. I mean, I think that this community knows what they have in this art festival. I love hearing all these organizations and individuals and companies step up to try to help make this all the better. I mean, it's something that grows each year. I know that we only have just a few minutes left, but if we could, maybe Don, could you give us just one more quick run through of the things that folks can expect this weekend, the 14th and 15th of October?
Yeah, come on out. We have artists from 12 states and from all over the country, and some new artists are out. We have in about 12 categories, different styles of work, and we have Stilt Walkers Entertainment. We've got music on three stages and food and hospitality galore, and that incredible student art show featuring, I think, as many as 450 individual works by art students here in the county and city.
Come see for yourself why the Carrollton Arts Festival has, again, ranked 14th out of thousands of arts festivals throughout the country. Again, that's this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, October 14th and 15th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Downtown Carrollton, right over there at the Arts Center. Tim, Don, thank you both for coming on the program today and for the work that you put into making this festival special for our community.
Right. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.
And thank you to everyone tuning in. We'll see you next time.